The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I was taking a look at Carolyn Kennedy's style this morning. It is every magazine, every online influencer who is serious about style is interested in her, in what she wore. And it's a very sort of a pared back style, isn't it? It's very muted. None of those fabulous colours that you often tell us about.
It is very muted. And, you know, Claire, you're absolutely right. I mean, you open your Instagram, you open anything to do with fashion. It's all about CBK. And even my 19-year-old daughter is coveting her famous 517 jeans. But I think, yes, she was neutral, understated, elegance, all of those things. But I think we have to remember as well that she did still have her own little bit of style, personality. So I think when I look at Caroline Bisa Kennedy, yes, we see, first of all, the fit was superb, Claire, you know, and she pulled off an effortless look. Now, sometimes an effortless look takes an awful lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. And money, because she spent on those clothes.
She spent on those clothes. She worked for Calvin Klein. You know, there's been lots written about when you worked for Calvin Klein back then. It was a very simple palette. But I think what she has taught a lot of people at the moment, and I think why we're all kind of loving it, want a little bit of CBK, is that she wore classics very, very well. I mean, everything that she wore was really timeless. And she spent on good basics. And we go back to the cost per wear piece. I remember my sister came back to Westmead early 90s and with Calvin Klein jeans. And we were shocked that you'd spend money on good casuals, because we just spent money on what you wore to mass on Sunday. We couldn't understand, you know. And also she did this thing where she had her sunglasses on in December. We couldn't get around that at all. But certainly
notions,
notions. But we just remember, I remember thinking, saying to my mother, God, she's wearing those jeans every day. So I think that's the whole piece. And, you know, Claire, I've been all over the country in March and I've dressed 20 women. And what do they come to me for? It's not, you know, elevated outfits. It's not like stuff for communions and weddings and all that. They're actually coming to me how to look polished, believe it or not, just to go to Tesco. You know, and maybe not to go to Tesco, but if they're running their errands, because Caroline Bisa Kennedy looked so effortless, just popping out for a coffee. And she did mix high and low. And yes, she did have all those lovely brands. You know, when you work for Calvin Klein, but her Levi's 517 were a super cut on her. So she relied on the simplicity, was about the fabric and the cut, but she still had a bit of personality. I mean, if we think of the neutral palette, you know, someone who loves neutral palette may not love leopard. She had fabulous leopard clothes, mm-hmm. coats, great suede, brilliant boots. So to be honest, if you think about us all being overwhelmed at the moment with so much going on in clothes, the simplicity kind of sits nice with us. And, yeah, there's a lot that we can relate to.
She was going to a black tie event and wore that just very plain white shirt and a black skirt with a ruffle on the end and some strappy sandals. And I thought, God, if we all just pared things back, things would be a lot simpler, wouldn't it?
It is. And I saw that look this morning, and the designer, I think it was Yamato, and it was a beautiful, really gorgeous top. But you notice her shoes, Claire, had a gorgeous cut. But I think what really finished that look was the red lip and the hair. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all about the grooming. That's why when you want to do, I think the biggest thing to take, if you want to go and do effortless, don't forget your grooming, you know, just even if it's your own blow dry and the red lip. And do you like a red lip, Claire? You wear a red lip.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I do think you have to be in particular form to wear it, right? But if you're doing the pared back look, it can sometimes feel like you're sticking your neck out then if you go with the full on red lip. But she could pull it off. And actually, that's something I wanted to ask you about. Here you're talking about someone who was married to a Kennedy, was pretty much stick thin, had the beautiful long blonde hair, a very beautiful woman. Like, we're trying to emulate that look. Is it wise to do that when you're dealing with someone with model proportions?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Claire, because we do have to say when Caroline Kennedy came out, or Bisa Kennedy came out in like a little vest and a pair of jeans, she's 20 something and very effortless to pull that off. But I think, you know, when I look at that as someone in the 50s, what I want to pull off from that is just when she wore black and white, it's good quality black and white. And if you do want to put black and white together, a red lip really lifts it. I'm looking at how she wore, let's say, jeans with suede. I don't need to wear a little tiny vest, but I can wear a nice piece of black knitwear, some great fitting jeans and a leopard print coat. Mm-hmm. So I think you can wear that up to 90. So if you're looking to take her very, well, I would say her very slim silhouette looks, I think, no, that's actually hard enough to pull off. But I think if you're looking for simplicity and investing in good basics, like a great pair of jeans, like those jeans, Claire, where she showed a little bit of ankle bone, I promise you won't talk about shoes and jeans, but that little bit of ankle bone that she showed was just, you know, the most underrated part of a woman's body, believe it or not, is the ankle bone, because it brings huge elegance back into a look. So I think we can take elements of it no matter what age we are. And I think everyone should have a red lip. You're right, you have to be in the mood of it. When I am going full on red lip, there's a shade I use called the 999. It does sound desperate in emergence, but it's from Christian Dior. And I love it to go full on. But I think take elements of it. And you know me, Claire, I love my colour and I love all that. But I'm also loving the simple thing of getting up in the morning, having a great pair of loafers, nice pair of jeans and a knit. And I did that back in the 90s. I'm sure you did too. We all did that when our 501s.
Yeah. And do you know what I liked about her style as well, taking a good look at it this morning? She was into stylish shoes, but they were often very comfortable. You mentioned the loafer there, but she went for the square-toed boot. I mean, such comfort. There's nothing pinching there.
Nothing pinching. Very easy. But I think it's back, Claire, if you're going to buy basics, just make sure that they work for your body. So, you know, if you feel that's not a style of jean to work for me, go get a style of jean that does work. Get a great piece of knitwear. And Claire, buy the leopard coat. I love leopards. You wear a leopard.
I don't know if I'd manage a coat or that I would be brave enough to wear a coat, but maybe we'll give it a go. Aoife, thanks so much.
Next week, Aoife Dunican. I'm wearing my leopard coat.
Right, I look forward to it. Aoife Dunican there and the Style Bob. Thanks to you for listening to the programme today. The team, Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Helena O'Toole, Dee King and Alex Russo, research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. Andrea's coming up next with Lunchtime Live. We're back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Have a great day.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.